There was one someone, I think it was in Auschwitz. And as we know, Auschwitz was a very horrible place. Very, very challenging, beyond challenging. Gehenim on this earth. Things we could never imagine. So in Auschwitz, people were worked obviously very hard. And there was a certain yid there, a Hasidish yid, who was constantly being davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole life in the camp was revolved around one thing. How am I connecting to Hashem? The whole entire week, he would be going over Hilchos Shabbos in his head. And more than that, he made friends with all the guards as much as he could, doing extra work, winning favor in their eyes. So then, when Shabbos came, he was able to wiggle out through different ways, through his connections, and ultimately through his chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the work which he had to do on Shabbos. He was able to actually have a Shabbos. His whole entire week, kol magmasai, every single effort was so he could get to a point where Shabbos was everything to him. And that's a level which is so unbelievable. As the Holocaust went on, he got assigned a different job. As Auschwitz was clearing out, there were bodies everywhere. They were killing them left and right. And he was told that he had to drag the bodies into different locations. And these people were skin and bones. These people were decimated beyond belief, something we can never imagine. So he's unfortunately dragging the bodies here, there, to this place, that place, and he's getting weaker and weaker, and the snow is pounding upon them, the freezing weather. And he drags a body into one of the houses where they told him to. And he crashes back on one of the walls and slides down. He feels that he cannot go on anymore. And as he's getting weaker and weaker and his eyes are closing, the light is dimming. He says, I want to get up, but I can't. I'm finished. I have no more strength, no more energy, no more wherewithal. And he says to himself that it says in Halal, Loi ha-mesim yihaluka, that if someone is praising Hashem, he's not dead. Loi ha-mesim, the dead do not praise Hashem yihaluka. They do not praise God. So he said, if I'm going to be praising God, I can't die. So in that camp, in that cold, in that darkness, he starts praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking him, al kol prat v'prat, every small and big thing he had left in his life, he says, thank you, Hashem. And he sits there as he is dimming, as he is dying, as he's falling. And he says, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. He says a tefillah, the ultimate tefillah, which is the majority of our tefillahs, of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, haidah, true recognition. And he finds the strength to get up. And where did he attribute this strength to? Because the Torah is true. Loi ha-mesim yihaluka. The dead do not praise God. And if I'm praising God, I am alive. This is something which we all have to learn in our lives. That we are constantly connected to Hashem in the most unbelievable way. Hashem is right here with us. And if we connect Him, if we praise Him, if we thank Him, we will be alive. Life is not all the things going around us. Life are the things right in front of us, which is spirituality, connection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you praise Him, you are alive. This is what we have to learn, and this is what we have to live in our lives.